Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, November 15th. We want to welcome you to our fun show that we're going to have. We have a lot to talk about. So much to talk about. It's been a very busy week at Fightful.com. We've had two really big interviews. And if you would have told me a week ago from today that we would have had these two interviews, I would have told you, I'm like, yeah, right. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing? As I go to silent my phone.
Before I start telling everyone how I'm doing, guys, I'm going to make this a thing since last week our friend Clown in the chat said that he was preparing food. And I was like, I want to know what food you're preparing. And he just sent me a picture of his Reese's cupcake biscuits cookies thingy that I have no idea what I just said. So I'm gonna make this a thing. Everyone say what you're preparing food wise if you are, drop it in the chat and or tag me on social media. I would love to see that because I love food. I've been working out for 4 years because I want to eat crappy food that I enjoy. So this is pretty much why I'm so jacked. And thank you, Clown, for starting something so wonderful because I need to make this a thing now. This is one of the fun things. This is exactly what I said in the quote tweet that this is one of the wonderful things because I ask someone in the chat what they're preparing and they send me a picture of it. And like that is the most wonderful thing. So going back to again, please guys, brag about what you're preparing. This is what we're here for. Rob and I, apart from animals, we love food because like I love pigging out every once in a while, probably 2 days a week, and the rest of them I just, you know, work all the time. So what I'm doing, so I promised Doc that I'll tell you this today because Doc and I were speaking and I asked him a very, very serious question. And I want to ask this question now because you're here and probably not, but you may give me the answer to this. And our wonderful, wonderful fans of Coexisting in the chat, they could also help. So cat is spelled with a C, right?
Yeah.
So why is kitty spelled with a K?
I could not tell you. I don't know.
So so what Doc says, he was like, well, because city spelled with a C would sound like city, you know, the town thing. And I'm like, you guys, but it's spelled with two T's, right? And I'm like, you guys have words that are spelled exactly the same but mean totally different things. That like this is the magic of languages, not only in the English language but all other languages also. And I was like, well, it could be titty, but no one, it could be spelled with a T, and no one was like, oh, I meant the cat, not her breasts. So like,
yeah, now we're talking about pussies, so who knows? I just...
Not even 5 minutes in.
Well, you started it.
Okay, so it's how the letters sound together that defines it. I don't understand what that means, Ryan. I love you, sweetie. I don't understand what that means. Like, talk to me as if I'm five.
This was one I meant to click on.
Yeah.
That's my fault.
Again, why isn't it with a C?
I don't know.
Or why, or better off, why isn't cat spelled with a K? just more questions.
Yeah. So.
So thank you guys for joining us today. Let me just get my bit out and
Welcome to Wrestling Talk.
Yes, welcome. This is a wrestling show. Guys, thank you for joining us. We're so glad to be on this wonderful, wonderful Friday night, afternoon, whatever is the time that you guys are watching us. The most awesome thing that you can do right now, apart from saying what food you're enjoying right now, is to hit the thumbs up. Please hit the like on the video. This is the most wonderful way you can support us. Other ways, which include your wallet, you can send a super chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat. It's the little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. It supports us tremendously, Rob and I. You can also send a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds, so you can make that happen also. Please, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of amazing interviews, a lot of amazing, amazing scoops, a lot of Steven Jensen's and Sour Grapses and Ask Grapsity, and also Sean's amazing Q&A. Format that you are definitely going to need to enjoy. Also, last but not least, I haven't said this ever, but like you should subscribe to our wonderful friend Kate's YouTube channel, Miss Kate Fabe. So please go on YouTube and support her as well. She has amazing, amazing content. Her hair is like the ocean. So like you can. So please support Kate because we love
her. Her hair has crabs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
This is one of your better ones, by the way. Thank you, Ryan, for sending us a super chat. Ryan says, coexisting now with headphones. Yes, Rob did get new headphones as per last week. Thank you, Rob, for making the sacrifice.
Well, the kid I stole them from is not going to be happy, but
we'll fuck the kid. So
when he wakes up, you know, he'll be okay. As long as he wakes up, that's what matters.
Yes, yes. Maybe who cares about kids? Let's talk about wrestling. This is a wrestling show.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't really say what interview I was talking about. Sean Rossap interviewed Gabe Kidd and Mr. Kenny Omega. So. Last week
we are so back.
Yeah, last week Mr. Kidd and Mr. Omega had a run-in with each other at a New Japan show, so it was a very interesting ordeal that went down between the two, and you know, like, we'll see where it goes. Hopefully it turns into a matchup at either Wrestle Kingdom or New Japan AEW Dynasty. So we'll just have to see. But we both listened to the interview, both interviews, I'm sure. And Maggie, what did you think of Mr. Kidd and Mr. Omega backstage controversy? I mean, this is the second one Kenny Omega's been in a couple of years now. This time, though, he did not get bit by any dogs. So that's a
very
positive thing.
Yes, it
or
is.
No, that was, no, that was, excuse me. It wasn't a dog last time. It was a still.
No, he saved the dog.
Yeah, he saved the dog, but he got bit by a still. So that's what
got bit by. It's okay. It's okay. Like,
no, I know. You would think.
Yeah, you'd think that when a dog is. Yes, yes. Well, before we get to talking actually about the wrestling stuff. Okay, Clown is making buffalo chicken calzone. So this is so good. Yes. So our friend Jade just had some cheesy chicken bacon and ranch pasta. That is so great. Peter had a slice of triple chocolate cheesecake. This is so.
Oh my god, I'm so
so good, so good.
I'm gonna be hungry now. But that buffalo chicken calzone sounds amazing.
Yes. The
Brett Lauderdale, I did notes for that interview as well. That was really good as well. So check that one out. Brett Lauderdale is the owner CEO of GCW, and he talked about the upcoming show at the Hammerstein Ballroom, which AEW and Ring of Honor is going to be actually doing some shows there pretty soon as well. So
yes,
yeah, that got a lot going on. But anyways,
yes, going back. Okay. Yes, sweetie, he did save Punk's dog, and no one gives him credit for that. I had the honor of watching Gabe Kidd wrestle at Ref Pro this year while in London. Listen, the dude talks exactly like he wrestles. I don't know how more clear I can say it. This is as clear as it gets. So, Gabe Kidd is wrestling gold. So he's like, I don't know the fucking guy. I never met him before. Fuck him. This is a terrible English accent, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all my English friends. I'm trying my best, but I could never speak as awesome as Gabe Kidd speaks. He's I'm famous. I'm rich.
Yeah, now he's from Beverly Hills, so that's good.
I could never. I'm really trying to, okay? Because, I was listening to Sean's interview with Gabe Kidd as I was walking to work today, and I couldn't stop laughing. People were looking at me weird, okay? It was the funniest thing ever. I think I'm going to play this interview while I'm falling asleep, okay? Because he's, so hilarious, and I can fall asleep happy. Yes, well, thank you.
They said you nailed it. They said,
yeah, wonderful. No way. This was awful British accent, bro.
Do it again. Maybe I was just not used to it.
Okay. So tell me, because you did the notes for both interviews, right? So tell me something impactful that Gabe Kidd said.
Well, the biggest thing, and what it takes a lot for me to make me say, holy crap, did he just say that? And without a doubt was what he said about the disease that Kenny had, the
diverticulitis.
Yeah, thank you. Praise all of that. You said that. Good God. So, yeah.
I don't care about no fucking diverticulitis, mate.
Yeah, when he said he's going to, I'm going to do, you're going to wish you died from that. I was just
wow. Yeah, you gotta wish you fucking died for diverticulitis, mate.
Yeah.
No, this is awful.
In the past, what he said, Boris is here, so he knows you have a good British accent, too.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. Boris Johnson.
Yeah, then you went Australian, so that's good.
Australian, mate.
Frosters.
Yes. I'm sorry. I cannot do accents for whatever reason. I can do great American accents because you guys are annoying and are everywhere. But I wish I can do a British accent, but I could not. I'm sorry. Imagine Tiffany Stratton doing a British accent. I could never. So this was so wonderful to hear watch if you... Okay. The interview.
I know.
Not Tiffany. Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
I was...
The interview. So hyperticulitis actually got me bawling my eyes out. Okay. This was and I understand why people online are comparing him to Conor McGregor. I hope he doesn't take that personal route, you know?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't go, take the off the TV, off the...
Yes.
That route, yeah.
Yes, like, let's hope like it stays that way. Yeah. He was pissed off that Kenny Omega called him Greg Kid. Greg, which is so generic, man. I can, and he was like, he was shoving him, and he was like, "I'm a man. I'm a man." And I was like, "Okay, are you gay man or are you gay?" So yeah. It was so good because we got both sides of the coin via Sean. I almost never say this because I'm trying to keep kayfabe alive. Sean is one of the best ones to do it, and I'm always glad when things like this happened via Sean, because like the Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay feud started with Sean, and I knew that he was never going to shut up about it. And I was like, might as well just go with the flow. And Sean did wonderful here because like he asked some questions that took the direction wherever it had to be or to be taken. I don't know what I was about to say, but it was comparing black to white, and because Gabe Kidd was so fired up because he's that guy. And then Kenny Omega, on the other hand, he was like so composed. And because Gabe Kidd said that he was so unprofessional, mate. And this was also Australian. I'm so sorry. I cannot do this anymore. He called him unprofessional because he went on and got a fucking stomach disease. Which was the most unprofessional thing, brother. it's so weird. And then Kenny gave his side of the story. He did touch upon a little bit upon BT, which made me cry a bit. But coming back to this, Kenny decided to have his first match back in like a year in New Japan because he wanted to strengthen the relationship between New Japan and AEW. And he doesn't understand him doing that. How is he unprofessional when he's doing that? Yes, Gabe Kidman, distant cousin of Billy. No, it didn't trigger me. It made me cry. The opposite thing, Ryan, pay attention. What are you cooking? Why aren't you paying attention? Yes. He did say that for them to bring back BT, they would have to have a huge crew because they only want to up themselves and better, you know, the content and everything. They would have to have a crew filming everything and editing everything and cutting everything, which was the thing that he wanted to do while he was being interviewed in New Japan. Because when he called Gabe Kidd Greg, he was like, okay, let's cut this, because he knew what it could look like. But then they didn't. No, they did, but like someone told, it reached Gabe Kidd's ears, and he knew all about it. And Kenny was like, I could have stricken him. I could have hit him after everything that he, the way, in the manner that he spoke to me in, he could have hit him. But all he did was flip his hat off. And I'm like, yeah, okay, so that's not passive aggressive at all. Like, what did you think was going to happen, Kenny? Just imagine. So it's the two interviews were so incredibly different because Sean goes into Gabe Kidd's interview and he just tests the room fills the room and everything. And Gabe Kidd is like, I'm not here to talk about fucking stuff. Just ask me about the Kenny Omega thing. And Sean was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was
so good. Professional, right?
So
Kenny Omega basically called Gabe Kidd a hothead. And that's exactly what he is. Like, if Gabe Kidd himself wants to say that that's not true, well, you're a liar. You are a hothead. And you make money because you are a hothead. And that's what people want to... That's money. For me, that's money. So Kenny says that Gabe Kidd does not deserve to be the first one to challenge him to a match after the timeout that he's had. And I'm like, oh, that's it right there.
Yeah. That was the kicker when he said he's not the one. And
he's not one.
Yeah. And he goes, he goes, and like something else he said was that his name was briefly mentioned. That was something that caught my attention too when he said it. Like, yeah, his name was mentioned, but he didn't like even like think about it. Like, just the way he said it, he kept going.
He was so dismissive. He was incredibly dismissive. It's like, because like when you look at it, Gabe Kidd, like if this is straight out of psychology textbook, Kenny Omega is someone that Gabe Kidd subconsciously wants to impress. He doesn't let you know that this is what he wants. Exactly the opposite. So he acts out and does everything just so he can get Kenny Omega's attention. And this is a good thing because like if what Kenny says is true, now Kenny will never forget Gabe Kidd's name. Even if they get the match, even if Gabe Kidd takes the pinfall, Kenny wins. I don't think Kenny, like in kayfabe, I don't think that Kenny will ever forget his name. They did in Kenny Omega's interview, he dropped his shoot name, by the way. Like, he rarely does that. And he was talking about Scott D'Amore, and he said how back in TNA, Scott D'Amore, he was sure that Scott knew his name, but he was calling him by a different name. This was really, really interesting. Kenny Omega said how this didn't affect him, and on the contrary, he decided to prove a point. Rob and I will never do those interviews justice. So after you're done watching our show, please go to youtube.com/Fightful, subscribe to the channel, and watch both interviews. I love Sean's interviews with Kenny Omega, even the ones that don't have Kenny's on camera, because like Kenny's a totally different animal than the other ones. Like Kenny's really well spoken. People don't bring this up as much as I would like to. It's we're so back. We're so back. I cannot wait for Kenny Omega's in-ring return. Gabe Kidd didn't give a crap, didn't give a fuck that Kenny Omega wasn't cleared. He couldn't care less. So this is gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, definitely. So I think we're both expecting this to happen at Wrestle Dynasty.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So,
talk. So my question to you is, as you leave, is who do you think when Kenny Omega makes it back eventually to AEW?
Please repeat the question. Repeat the question.
When Kenny makes it back to AEW. Sometime in 2025, I assume. Who would you like to see him feud with first?
Oh, first. Well, naturally, Jack Perry. Because, yeah, this makes sense as the first opponent. What I really want to see is Kenny Omega versus Swerve Strickland, because he brought up Swerve, or Sean did. I don't know, but like he had a lengthy conversation referencing Swerve Strickland, and I really want to watch that match. What about you?
Well, yeah, obviously I too would love to see Swerve and Kenny in a match, but it's a really good question, because there's so many people that we haven't seen them wrestle.
You asked the question.
No, I know, but that's why, like, I asked you, but it's one of those things where, like, I would love to see them wrestle Ricochet. I would love to see them wrestle.
Oh, yes.
I'd love to see him wrestle. I know it's kind of a weird matchup, but seeing him go against Bobby Lashley would be interesting. Seeing him go against, I mean, people that he has gone against before, seeing him go against this kind of Jon Moxley would be interesting. So, I mean, there's just so many. Oh, and Takeshita, those two going at it again.
Yeah, please. Please bring up Corey's last chat, just so everyone can see his shame.
Oh, God, that's pretty bad.
Yes. Chris Jericho, then Jeff Jarrett, then Sammy Guevara, then retire him with Brian Cage. Oh. Shame on you, Chris. I'm sorry, Corey. Like this.
Super chat.
This should have been a super chat. Like, for that amount of shame that you send, Jesus. Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you, Hype. Thank you for joining us. I'm late. Payday, and I need weed. Peace and love to everyone. Hi from D'Lo Diggs. Thank you, sir, so much. We are so grateful to have you guys in the chat. Reminder, guys, please send us your super chats to support the show. We adore everyone, apart from Corey, who says stupid stuff. We're also kidding. We love you, Corey, forever.
Yeah, there's so many matches that I would like to see him have. I mean, but the other thing, too, that I'll say is Kenny Omega is one of those people that if he has a match, I'm excited to watch anyways. So you can put him against anybody. I'm just like, cool, Kenny Omega's wrestling. That's just the way it is. So
things will never be the same.
Yeah, there you go. nice. So. Moving on to, let's talk a little WWE. Actually, before we do that, it came out yesterday, Fightful Select reported that Mike Bailey left TNA, and he is likely headed to AEW. Maggie, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm not going to lie. I found out about this as I was taking my shoes off like an hour and a half ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I will always be excited about Speedball going somewhere else to wrestle. Granted, he didn't have a tie leash when it came to wrestling, when he was a part of the TNA roster. I mean, he basically did everything that he wanted to. So Tony now...
Tony Khan, hire Veda Scott.
Yes, please get Veda Scott. For the love of God. Please. Okay. Please. Commentary. Please. Daddy Magic is wonderful, but Veda Scott, please. Please. Thank you. Oh my God, Mike Bailey. Yes, of course. Yeah, I'm so glad that people are voicing their wish for Veda Scott to have a spot on AEW commentary. I will always root for more women's voices, and especially when it comes to Veda Scott, because she's so good at what she does. Mike Bailey in AEW.
So, okay, that one, the one from Corey's good, but this one this one got me.
Yes, thank you, Peter. I'm so glad. Oh no, because like you Americans wear your shoes in your house.
Not
and this
really.
Is so goddamn awful. Just take your shoes off, fucking please.
I take my shoes off.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think most people do.
They do not.
I think they do. I really do. I think most people take their shoes off when they get home.
I've seen people really with their shoes on their
beds. You've never been to America.
Yeah. There's no social media or anything. Oh, you mean the social media isn't the real place, right?
I'm just messing with you there, but...
Yes.
Well, Ryan says he sleeps in his shoes, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yes, I believe everything Ryan says.
I'm surprised they even have shoes in Bulgaria.
Yes. Thank you for saying that before he did. This is a wrestling show.
Yeah, beat him. Like, just beat him.
I so want to quit the show. So, moving on, Mike Bailey in AEW is such a wonderful thing. Thank you, yes, gimme. First of all, Ricochet, as mentioned previously, always Adam Cole, as long as he's the Adam Cole before the injury. He's getting there. He's getting there. This week's match against Takeshita was better than the previous two matches. Or is it just me? I haven't checked social media. I don't know what everyone thinks about the match. Takeshita also. Takeshita versus Speedball. This is this. I will always say yes to another Will Ospreay, Mike. Oh, wait. We've seen this, right? They faced off with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I forgot. Not too long.
So, a lot of opportunities there. But the one that excites me the most is the possibility of Vader Scott. Yes, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, you give me Mike Bailey versus Kenny Omega, give me Mike Bailey versus Ricochet. This is my reaction to those matches.
Oh, yes.
Yep, pretty much right there from the water boy, Farmer Fran. So, yeah, that's really the best way to put it. But, yeah, I think that's great. Great for him. He's getting to go somewhere he wants to go. So there are certain people that I think would do better in companies than other ones. And I think that Mike Bailey is better fit for AEW than he would be in WWE. And that's not saying that he can't do anything in WWE. I think he'd be fine. I just see him being a better fit in AEW. That's just my opinion. But yeah, that's that. So, Maggie, it's been interesting. This past week on Monday Night Raw, we saw two different bloodlines trying to recruit Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you think Seth freaking Rollins will eventually agree to be in one of these teams? I don't. But what did you think? I liked it because he made it make sense. Again, he made it make sense, so that's what's good about it.
Exactly this. I couldn't have said it better myself. Because, like, Bronson Reed and Seth Rollins were having an in-ring thing, like they were brawling with security and everything. So, Sami Zayn was backstage trying to recruit a fifth person. Because... previously, what happened on SmackDown last week was Sami telling Roman that when the four of them were in the ring, It felt like old time. He said that he knows that Roman loves him because he sees him smirking. And he will rejoin them if Roman would apologize to Jay. And then Roman says, I'm sorry that you wasted my time with this shit. Yes, this is it. This is the one. Speedball Mike Bailey versus Claudio. That's the one. And so then backstage, Roman spoke harshly to the Usos and both of them left because they promised that they were no one's side piece. Is this the right term? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, a totally different thing. I'm so sorry. So, Jesus. The minute I said it, oh my God, there were no ones.
I think you mean like sidekick. I think that's where
I thought I was talking about a different thing.
I know what you're with.
Okay, let's everyone just calm down. It's not a big deal. I did not.
I don't even have to say it this time.
Okay, it's all down here from here. So there's no cool way to recover from that.
No. Some people are, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so... They're not his side boys. Is that a no?
Maggie, you might want to stop.
Okay. I'm just okay. English is not my first language. If this wasn't clear by now. So let's just move on. So they left and then Roman confronted Solo Sikoa during his acknowledgement ceremony in the ring. And naturally, they attacked him. The Usos came back. Solo said that Sami Zayn is their fourth person in the War Games match. So, yes. So Sami Zayn comes out. So Sikoa makes him kick Roman, but eventually Sami Zayn Huluva kicks Solo Sikoa. They put up the one-ups in the air and everything. I'll be thinking about this for the rest of the show. So naturally, Sami Zayn went to recruit a fifth person. This is why he was on... that's why he was there. And he asked Seth Rollins. He said that in his mind, he is the fifth person. And what Seth said is, let me just see his exact words. Seth said that he was shocked that anyone would be by Roman's side. And he is most shocked that Sami is that person. And later on in the show, Solo Sikoa tried to recruit him for their War Games team. And Seth said, I don't want to join a wannabe Roman either. This is so good. I mean, if Seth Rollins isn't one of your favorites, you're wrong. This is so great. So good. I can actually see. No, I can actually see that. If Cody Rhodes ends up being on Roman's side, surely the fifth member for the Bloodline 2.0 will be Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
But I do not, because of all the sense that Seth made on this Monday Night Raw, I hope that he is most definitely not the fifth man in any of the teams. So for now, I have no idea. What do you think?
Well, you just like said it like that's. So it came out today earlier that I think it was PW Insider. I think it was PW Insider that reported that. That we might see. Or they're planning on showing Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens at Saturday night's main event. That they're planning on saving that. So, that tells me, if that's what they're doing, that tells me that we're not getting Cody versus KO at Survivor Series. So, they need something to do. So, that tells me that's the route they're going. That's just my opinion. That's the route they're going. They're going to put them on the teams. It does add a little intrigue with Sammy being involved, because now KO is going to be pissed on both. Like, he has Sammy to be pissed at, and he has Cody to be pissed at. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do. The other thing, too, and Ace makes a good point here. What will Punk do?
Yes, because, like,
Paul Heyman guy.
I would not hate that.
Yeah.
After all, okay, so Survivor Series marks 1 year anniversary since Punk came back to WWE. So if they don't do anything, that's a missed opportunity there. I will most definitely not want him in a War Games match. Please, no. Would I want The Rock in a War Games match? Yeah, he can just walk around with people. Yeah, The Rock, I will not mind The Rock in a War Games match. Punk, no, because I can see Punk wanting to do everything that he can, but I just want him to be safe. And with his injury backgrounds, I want him more in the ring for more time ahead, and that's why I would like for him to stay clear of dangerous matches such as War Games. But I can most definitely see Punk's fascination of being a part of a War Games match, because he can just check off a match on the list that he's had. Yeah. Well, I don't want to see Cody in the match either, no, because, like, for me, that's lazy. That's just lazy booking for me. That's it.
And that's, like, what will Punk do? That's the thing. He'd be on Roman's side, if that's the only thing I could think of. That's it. I don't think that's happening either, but that's just what I'm going
on. They need to build towards Punk and Seth eventually.
Yeah. Doc sends a super chat. Thank you, sir. He says they need to bring in Vader too. Yeah, absolutely. And that's something Vader wants to do, which I think it is. So, of course, I can't speak for, but just based off prior interviews and stuff, I believe that's something she would want to do. So, yeah. What else did you, was there anything else on that, like, stood out for you?
Concerning what? WWE wise?
Yeah, anything?
Yeah, well, we can talk about the Women's United States title.
Okay.
So, yeah, there, so Nick Aldis, announced the WWE Women's United States title that will be a part of the SmackDown roster. I don't know if it's going to be exclusive or not. I haven't read more about that on that subject. So if it's going to float around, because I don't know if they're going to make a Women's Intercontinental Championship. I don't know if they brought this up. I don't know if someone's heard whispers or murmurs or whatever you want to call it. If they have a United States championship and only that, without a women's IC title, I can see it floating around as long as NXT is also a part of that. Not all the time, of course, but like from time to time, it'll be great if they put over some NXT title. And by put over, I mean they bump like crazy for NXT talent. I'm actually excited to see where this is headed, because what I can see is a possible tournament. And I think that they definitely need to do some work on the Raw side of the women's division, because I think that it's absolutely perfectly clear that on Raw they have no credible opponents for Liv Morgan right now. When Rhea Ripley returns, yes, but how much are they gonna beat that drum? I have no idea. But they right now they are building towards a women's War Games match. I don't know if you realize this or not, but this looked so incredibly forced and unnatural. I think that the women's War Games match is gonna be good, but like, when you have Bloodline versus Bloodline on one hand, and it's such a deep story, and it's been the case in years. Like, this story somehow is interesting after years and years of us watching it. So the War Games that they're having on the men's side is logical, exciting, and we desperately want to see it happen. And we're fascinated in who the fifth person is on both teams. With the women, it's lazy. They just threw some women there, tried to make sense of the entire situation. Naomi comes out, and then Io Sky comes out, and for them it makes sense because she won a number one contenders match, and now all of a sudden she's an opponent for Liv, and that's like the only for Liv, right? Not for Nia.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And now all of a sudden. Is it? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes. For Liv. And like Dakota Kai is back in Damage Control. She's finally healthy. She's back. And I'm so glad about it. So they had a six woman match against Pure Fusion Collective, which someone please explain to me what that means. I know what each word means, but like the three words in a row make no sense to me. And I love all three women in that stable, but what the hell is it? So I just think it's forced, and I hate it when things are forced when it comes to the women, because it shows you that they understand that they need to have women on the show. And they decide to give us women on the show, but with no logic. And it makes me angry. I would wait and see what they do with this, because like how many weeks do we have to Survivor Series?
Two weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow. Okay,
to cut you off, Pure Fusion Collective. Pure Fusion means like weapons or like bomb, and then Collective. It's like it's like
okay,
a bunch of weapons put together is from what I've gathered, and I'll look it up just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
Okay. So that's not bad. Okay. So, I just, okay. It's good.
Okay. So it's a hypothetical weapon, or excuse me, a pure fusion, blah, blah, blah. Hypothetical hydrogen bomb design. What the hell is this? Huh. I don't know. We'll just go with what works. Let's see. I'm gonna do a screenshot.
Okay, Keyshawn said it best. No, Keyshawn said it best. It means mid-card stable.
Okay, thank you. But here, I'm gonna, so I don't make myself look like a fool anymore, I'm gonna just put up a screenshot of what, and granted, I still look like a fool because it's Google and I took it to word.
Yes. But here. Yes. Hypothetical hydrogen bomb that doesn't require a fission what's a fission explosion?
Fission.
Fission explosive to ignite. It would be easier to develop a secret than existing weapons because it wouldn't require fissile material. I hope I read that correctly. I hope. Anyway, this is the longest people have talked about pure fusion.
We're not
collecting.
Scientists here. We're not brain.
Obviously, we're not scientists brain, here.
Brain people.
Yes.
Brain. We're here to talk wrestling.
Surgeons. Yes, yeah. Which is the opposite.
Yeah, we're.
We're, yes, which is the opposite. Let's do some Cooper effect because it's really good.
Jesus Christ.
You got it right? You got the Cooper
effect. Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
Let me make sure I saved the photo, though.
Yes.
So, let's see here. Did I save the photo? Oh, we'll find out.
You can just play the music in.
That's what I'm going to do first. How about that?
Okay, so I could never top the Cooper effect that Rob did last week, but I'm sure going to try because I don't think that anything can top what Rob talked about last week. And I kind of hate him because this is my thing. So I'm just kidding, Rob. I'm so proud of you every time you hit the mark. So this week, I'm going to tell you guys about a couple that used their wedding fund to pay for the surgery of a dog they found on the side of the road, saying that she deserved a chance. So a couple of in Arkansas have emptied their savings and wedding fund to save a 10-month-old dog found stricken by the side of the road. Weeks have passed and their love has inspired $39,000 in donations to help save the pooch and replace the money they so self-sacrificingly forked over for emergency surgery. So on Halloween Day, Mr. McKay was leaving work. Then he saw on Facebook a notice that a golden doodle had been seen on the side of the road, apparently injured near his home. So the dog stood there in the back of his car when he picked it up, with her legs with her back leg bloodied and broken, unable to move. Of course, some strangers helped him get the dog into the car. He said that despite the threatening injury, she did not whine, she did not growl. She tried to crawl towards me and laid her head on my lap. That's heartbreaking. Joined later by his fiance, Emily Roberts, McKay stood at the animal hospital and was told that a microchip was not present in the dog, so all the expenses needed to be paid by them and them alone. So they decided just to empty their fund for their wedding and just pay for the surgery. Broken legs, possible infection, fleas were the diagnosis. The following day, the doctor said that the leg would have to be amputated. For the other one, which would have to be perfect, a 10-hour drive to Mississippi State University was required. And the cost was up to $7,000. So the surgery of the dog was a total success. And both her legs were fine, no amputation necessary. But it's such a stories like this always make me, you know, believe in humanity a bit. because stuff like that gets to me a lot, when I hope that when I see an animal that is so injured that it needs immediate help, that there's someone next to me, because I tend to fall apart when I see something like that and I cannot take charge. You know, I know that stuff like people are dependent or animals are dependent of me, and that is the most awful thing, because if someone depends on me, they'd rather just don't. You deserve better. So what a wonderful family. I'm happy that they got to do that, because I think that this will always be more satisfying than spending a buttload of money on a wedding. They did set up a GoFundMe, and a lot of people helped also. So this is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Seeing people come together and for animals, yay!
Yeah. Well, this is my parents' golden doodle.
Yes.
Yes.
She's such a good girl.
That's Zoe. So I figured I'd show a picture of her, since we're talking about golden. Since you brought up golden doodles, so there you go. So. Well, what else we got to talk about here, Maggie? Let's see.
Do you want to touch a bit upon Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay?
Yeah, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk about that. What do you
Black, man. Black. Fuck yes.
You're all for it.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm all for it too. Just let's go. I think they're obviously going a direction where Davis is gonna be back with Kyle Fletcher. I'm having a feeling that we're gonna see that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think we're seeing that.
I don't mind that. If they make it make sense, yes. So with every feud that Will Ospreay has in AEW, I'm thankful that he didn't go to WWE. Again, I love WWE. This is not me crapping on them. But I don't think that he would have had the opportunity to be so much of himself on the microphone as he is in AEW, because what he said on this week's Dynamite, man, I always say that he couldn't top himself from the previous thing that he said, and he always does that. He was like, I was watching you on the television shaving off your head, and I turned around to my kid, and I noticed that he's been holding my hand, and I couldn't feel it because of your Tiger Driver and because of the screwdriver that you stuck at the back of my head. This is so good, man. Yes, give me more. So Kyle says that he's his own man. He's not a Will Ospreay clone. But then he says that he's done the exact same thing that Will Ospreay has done. And Will said, well, are you your own man or are you an Ospreay clone? Yes, this, please give me. So they're gonna fight it. The match was made. I love that Brian Cage and Lance Archer have been on television. Lance Archer could have been featured more, a lot more. And I love that now he is. So Mark Davis and Will Hobbs backed up Will Ospreay. I suppose that we will see a six-man tag before Full Gear, but probably not, probably yes. So another thing that I want to bitch about, So Adam Cole lost his match with Takeshita because Takeshita used the Dynamite Diamond ring that MJF gave to Don Callis. So this means that Roderick Strong will be facing MJF at Full Gear. So I have a question now, because I bitched about this last week. I was like, why wasn't this a handicap match? Why are they making it into a three-way? And people are like, well, they don't want to see that they're gold. So it was never going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
If it was never going to happen anyway, then why wasn't it a handicap match so it would make sense as opposed to a fucking three-way match? Oh my God, this is so stupid. Like, so I've been so trying to get on board with the Adam Cole return because I love Adam Cole, baby. And I feel like it's not working. And I previously thought that it was the match because, like, I thought that it was kind of iffy. But, like, this, I feel like it's the entire storyline, man, with the devil and MJF. And MJF was a face when he beat up Adam Cole. And then the next time they were together, everyone hated MJF. And Adam Cole didn't do anything different. But, like, he was getting cheered now. And I get it. He was gone a long time. People wanted to cheer for him. And they did everything that they did. But they didn't do anything with the devil storyline. Where the fuck is Wardlow? I know he's injured. But, like, probably just talk about it. And then Undisputed Kingdom are all of a sudden baby faces. And it's just everywhere. I'm having trouble following the story. I love the Undisputed Kingdom. I love the Kingdom, not the Undisputed Kingdom, because the Undisputed Kingdom are like they did nothing. I love Roderick Strong as a performer. Are you okay with this? Because it's kind of a head scratcher.
I've been it is a head scratcher. The one thing I'll say is a lot of stories right now in AEW have been head scratchers. So it's one of those things where I don't really know how to necessarily say like how I feel. I'm just actually watching just to watch the matches, if that makes any sense. The storylines haven't been anything really for me. The only thing that I've really enjoyed lately was the Hurt Syndicate, and I've enjoyed that because I'm mainly waiting to see if like who they add, and if they do add somebody else, which I assume they will. And I feel like I'm forgetting. I mean, now the Will Ospreay stuff with Kyle Fletcher is a lot better. And that only took place this week. And the Moxley thing, that was...
You didn't enjoy Moxley taking over TNT?
That was the dumbest thing I've ever... he couldn't even take over a public access channel. And like that was
no,
they didn't have no favorites with that. That was ridiculous. Like the other thing that did not help this week, that was a bad crowd. And I rarely will be that guy that complains about crowds, but that crowd was just dead. It was a dead crowd.
Wasn't only dead, but you cannot have Moxley in the ring and yell "Go back to Roman."
Yeah. I did hear that. I did hear that.
I mean, okay, just maybe stop. So our very own Jeremy Lambert had a brilliant idea because he raised expectations. He was at fault for me being disappointed at this segment. The segment was fine. The segment itself, Moxley in the ring, that was fine, but like it was presented as something bigger than this. So Jeremy Lambert said that because Big Bang Theory is on before Dynamite, he proposed that he cut off Big Bang Theory, and he was like, fuck that, it's time for Dynamite. I'm taking over TNT. Yeah. TBS or whatever. This is what Jeremy Lambert said, and this is exactly why we love Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, Sean put some news out earlier today that Scott D'Amore was seen at the WWE Performance Center last week. That's interesting. Last week, I believe, not this week. So that's pretty interesting. I wonder what that was about. They said he was just visiting, but there were other things that, I mean, he was there talking, you know, like some meetings probably took place is basically the way that I read it as. So interesting to say the least.
Yes.
But yeah.
If 2024 was a weird year for wrestling, imagine what 2025 is going to be.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, look who's making money from WWE. I'll show you right now. Somebody made a massive, massive amount of money, where it looks like a lot of money. Larry, he got some of his reps here. Look at that. Breaking in the cash.
Damn
I love
it.
That dog. And
I'm so glad that the dog is fine, thanks to Kenny Omega.
There you go. Maggie, let's have you plug your shit, please.
Guys, before I forget, I'm on Blue Sky.
I forgot to... one second. I gotta go here and pull this up, because otherwise, how dare me? Where did it go?
What happened?
Just a comment. A comment that was in here.
Okay.
Jade was making pretzels.
Oh, she's making pretzels.
I think she did. So lightly salted pretzels.
Oh, that is so great. It'll be also amazing if you guys can, you know, take pictures of your food and tag me on social media. Exactly like Peter did again today, aka Clown. So, sweetie, I'm gonna need your dog's name, because it's so the picture is so cute, and the dog is like, I'm gonna retweet it. I'm gonna need your dog's name. Yes, guys, I'm on Blue Sky. If you guys hate Twitter, X, or whatever as much as we do, I'm on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK for some reason, because it didn't allow me to do anything else. Yes, at Maggie-IK. Also, if you're a traditionalist, Twitter, X, or whatever, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Please, the thing that we would like you to do right now is, after you've watched the podcast, is leave a comment below the video. Even if you're watching afterwards, not now, or even if you're watching now, please leave a comment under the video. It helps us out a lot in this horrible, horrible YouTube algorithm. Thank you guys so much. Rob, plug your shit.
Guys, I want to say thank you for tuning in this week. We'll be back right here next week with our full gear predictions. So,
I'm just excited.
You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and on Threads at Fightful Rob. Also, I am on Blue Sky at robwilkins.bluesky, whatever. You know what it is. So just they made it long, but Rob Wilkins on there as well. We want to say thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoy your side pieces this week.
Shut up, man. Like, Jesus. I know. Okay, this is my thing now. No, I would like to. If this isn't the best time for coexisting merch, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Coexisting side pieces. I mean, like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's see here. Acuron Corn Herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and outyields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit Acuron-herbicide.com to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.